an unmarried man we covered the to his attorney. Attorney stepped out yesterday and just said these confirmation hearings are politics and let's not confuse anymore. So I would say those are our two closest.
What you need to do here now, I think, is to the locker place now, Graves will be up there now. He's up there today.
Correct.
Why haven't we thought of everybody else of not putting out this crap on the FBI grid? In other words, let's put him on the grid a little bit as to whether he approves or disapproves of certain things. Let me tell you how this is done.
Mm-hmm.
The way I would do this.
Some of these fellows go up and they get confirmation itis. They change. They different individuals once they get up there.
All right. It's going to happen now. Did you give a lie detector test? I know you're breathing his case again. All I bore in those sons of bitches. Just gonna keep going right at him. Little by little, if you keep up burning him like Lee Crane.
Just like the point that the Senate is trying to drive between Gray and me on one, did Segretti get to see the FBI reports? Absolutely never did I show him those. That's a phony story. And the second thing is, did I turn everything over to the FBI? I'd go under oath on both those things, or a lie detector if it helped if I came to that. Not that it should, because we are clean, and Gray knows it.
But when Gray says that you should not have said it, what the hell's he mean? Why shouldn't you say it? The FBI always allows people to sit in, counsel can sit in. The FBI does not say an individual has to be conducted. As a matter of fact, the law provides otherwise. If an individual wants counsel, isn't that correct?
That's correct.
No individual. Good God, the civil libertarians would be up the wall if they had a black up there, you know. And if they were investigating the breed.
That's correct. Their policy is if they can get an interview without counsel, they will do it.
They prefer, yeah. God damn it. The individual has a right to have counsel. Then who's under counsel?
The other thing is, and Pat understands this, is that any inquiry into the White House is a different type of inquiry. It's not your run-of-the-mill type drug case or something like that that they're talking about. It's sensitive. In fact, the only time I ever came down hard on the FBI was after the leak started. And then I insisted before they came over here that they tell me what they wanted, who they wanted it from, why they wanted it, and what protections they would take on the information they were given. But we never...
I don't see Gray after this, John. I don't see him taking over this thing. And the FBI cleaning it up. I don't see him. I think he's going to be Mr. Nice Guy and all that sort of thing. And I think he's got this on his round cup. And I think if we can sink him now, we ought to do it. That's my view. I sense a courage in law here. I know the papers don't carry everything, but there's a courage in law there. I would jolly well do that. Good Christ, that FBI director is using that kind of language.
I think the point that you made yesterday is between us, the very good point is that hell, you could have appointed anybody to be a non-political head of the FBI. You could have found some federal judge who's untouched and the like, and a good administrator and the like. That isn't what you need.
Or not go through the academia here.
That's right. Responsive. Don't give the store away. Well, I think this is good.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm not. You've got to think it over. It's an idea. You've got to think it over. Get me some questions. But let me tell you, if you've got to work. I know these guys, and none of them are worth a goddamn up there. So it's only because they don't think about it. They're too busy. But you make the questions up under cross examination. Build the case. Little gray won't put the crisis on it. It's a whack. See what I mean?
Well, it does this. Even if he ultimately, you know, things get back on track, the reason I like the press is it's that, and it's giving you the later option. If he does step across the boundary from your knowledge, for the way he answers the question,
I'm sorry, he's lying.
And you don't have to even say that publicly. You can pull him in, and he can say, I'm withdrawing.
That's right.
Because if you confront him, you know, privately, and say, Pat, here's the reason it's happening.
You didn't tell the truth there. And he'd say, well, I agree, and I'll withdraw.
That's right. That's the option we need to provide for you.
He says it's being political there. So we'll throw him out. And it'll be a 3-4-5-day story when he gets out, and that's all.
Right.
And we'll have to find some non-entity to put in the goddamn job. I think I would have been better off to put Jerry Wilson there anyway. College degree, no college degree.
Well, Jerry would do anything that you said. First of all, he would have gone through the hearings. It's a little bit of a putting a puppy dog in, but he can run the shop. I know that the arguments were for and against Jerry, and they were all valid at the time, but when you look at what we're into, maybe
the FBI just needs a straight cop in there for a change. I'm just going to stay out of politics.
But here's the thing also, Mr. President. In past defense, let me say, this is the time to test him. This is the time to say, are you on the reservation or not?
Sure.
Because if he isn't now, in the next few days, he has turned around from where he was before. There's no doubt about it. He's come down on the hard line. I'm not turning over any more material, so on and so forth. What we've got to stop him now is, and I told him, I said, if you try to create more of a dichotomy between you and the White House, Pat, you're just egging for them to call and insist upon my appearance. And that's to your disadvantage.
Well, they're not going to
highly...
We never got it.
No,
I never heard of it. Yeah, we never called Lee Preston in. We didn't call him. His lawyer was...
We enter a total new league if you start breaching the attorney-client privilege.
I think you got attorney-client privilege. You got that. But then also you have the
attorney-client privilege. Now we're on strong terror.
The only part is that just the privilege on a quick move. We don't turn over any information. Well, I think this is a good idea, but I haven't thought through that quite carefully.
Well, as I go through the questions,
mainly to see what the questions are and whether they stand up.
Let me take a hard look, and I'll obviously give you what my honest impression is at the point in time.
Your advice would be very important. I mean, that's really, really helpful.
One other development may be I think it's to the good. Williams and Califano, the law firm representing all the civil cases, are withdrawing from the cases themselves. Counsel. They say they have a conflict in relationship to their representation of the Washington Post. Have had quiet negotiations going on in the background with Stravis and O'Brien to settle those cases. And those cases are just one great pain for all of us. And potentially the same thing as a hearing with civil depositions. They get about as far as a Senate can get. So we may have a break going on that. And I've been looking at that.
Well, maybe we'll get a rubber lawyer.
Well, not if we move right now. That's the hopeful thing. All right, sir. I'll keep you posted.
The way to look at all this is a battle. They just beat them. But I don't want our people to be around here too goddamn handy and not taking things, you know. But I should have thought of much earlier. The way to get this in, if we're going to get it in, is in this area, not the other one. Urban can't rule it out. When I was watching FD, you cannot rule it out. It would be great. It's got to be a good question about the whole operations of the Bureau, right?
That's right.
You said you approve it. See, the way I'm going to get into it is to lay the foundation is to say, do you approve of the FBI being used by the White House for political purposes? You got it?
You got it.
Okay, Bob. There's some more stuff.
Gets here. That's the problem. Lucy doesn't like us. I'm afraid. give the card to the individual, so he gives it to the introducer. They do that at receptions.
Yeah.
They did it at some of the former receptions.
Sure. Good.
I was overseas. Actually, we went through a thing. They give me, when I walk in, a card saying, Mr. Holloman, assistant to the president.
Yeah.
And then as I do that one, I hand that to the
right.
Now you text Mr. Holloman. You can even do that in the president. You can do that in the state there. Oh, yes. You can do that.
Make it a nice card. Very nice. Little gray card. Little gray card. For it says, you please hand this to the aide. Go to the doctor.
Right.
Because you have that. You have to
start that card.
Yes.
A QR card. Tell them where to sit.
Let's do that right away and say you can have that. They want their card. I think they're going to.
Been out there with the captain. I remember they were all along, Richard.
Yeah, that's a good one.
served three courses.
What?
Were they slow in serving the dinner?
No, they were working 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock was the... You can't go back to 2.5 hours. Yeah, they figure you're shortchanging. But my point is...
Dinner was over at 9.
They did extremely well. And they had the music. And then the music and long music. We got those band of sea chatter tonight. A bunch of fairies. And I just wish we had the army tonight. Guess we just can't. Look, if we have the Marines all the time, why can't we just have the army? We can't. We can't change the mind.
Sure we can.
Well, maybe we can't help. Let the sea chambers come, doesn't make that much difference. But always have an army for me, if you will. I don't like the sea chambers. Beards and long hair and everything else, I've got that. And it looks a lot better. Just as a good thing, my wife looks with me. The army looks like the army.
That's the thing we're...